You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, all about real estate edition. Shining a light on the movers and shakers in the real estate industry. The home builders, developers, realtors, and suppliers making it all happen. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the About Real Estate Edition. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol. How in the heck is it already February?
I don't know, but I'm so sick of winter. I'm very glad that we are in February.
I guess if you have that kind of attitude towards the greatest season of the year, I imagine you're happy that we're progressing. Well, I believe we have a new guest on the show today, an organization we have not yet featured. I'm looking forward very much to this conversation. Let's welcome our guest. His name is Eric Kaler. He is the owner of Southland Development Services. Eric, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
The pleasure is ours, Eric. I appreciate you making time to join us. I know you're awfully busy, so grateful for you to swing by. So tell our audience all about Southland Development Services. How are you serving your market?
Well, Southland Development Services, I started back in 2008 and during the Great Recession, which I wouldn't recommend
starting. Good planning.
Yeah, right. It's sort of, that's how things worked out. And actually, it was a blessing in disguise. So since then, we have grown to lengths that I would never have dreamed of. Just very lucky and blessed. And every year, growing a little bit more. And we've been ranked top remodelers of Atlanta now since 2011. By Atlanta Business Chronicle, and just love what we do.
That's pretty good ranking.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I noticed on your website, it says client-focused, quality-driven, award-winning. You certainly got our attention when you won. You've won several OBs over the past few years. Yeah. I think this year you won, or last year you won Best Exterior Renovation and Best Basement Remodel.
Right.
So tell us how you do it.
Yeah. You know, the business for the majority comes from word of mouth, past clients. I think that the greatest compliment I could get is somebody sitting at a party and they're saying, hey, you know, I think I'm going to do a renovation. And they say, you know what? I know who you should call.
I got a guy.
And for me, that's what I'm working for.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's what I want. That's what I want to hear. And that's really what we strive for every day.
Well, how do you look? There's interior remodels and there's exterior. I mean, those are very different mindsets, different approaches. Talk about how you separate those to make those very distinctive remodels.
Yeah, sure. I mean, when you're inside somebody's home that's trying to operate every day, it's much different than when it's fully outside. Right. But the one thing that I've really focused on from the beginning is getting a one set crew of guys that I know and can trust. They know what I want, and it's worked extremely well. It took me a while to find them, right? But now that I have, it's a well-oiled machine, and it works really well.
Well, that's the work that goes into this, right? It's you may have a vision.
Oh, yeah.
And you can say, well, here's what I want my stuff to be looking at. But you have to build that team, and that doesn't happen overnight.
No, it sure doesn't. And right now, the labor market is so tight, it's been very difficult, especially as things have picked up in the market.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all about communications and expectations.
You're so right. So, I always say, I mean, half of it's just returning a phone call.
Yeah, it's amazing.
You know, it really is. So many people don't do that.
Yeah.
Right, that's crazy. Well, you won a big award in 2015, the Big 50 from Remodelers Magazine. What is that based on?
So it's based on many different things. They actually dig in pretty deep into the company and clients, suppliers. They look at all that. It's based on just integrity, craftsmanship, and just your sort of impact on the community.
Well, I'm still thinking about something you said a few minutes ago where you said your crew knows what you want. Mm-hmm. What's your process by how you really fully discern and understand what your customer wants? Because you may be able to communicate to another industry professional what you're trying to do and how to do it. But a guy like me who says, well, I want my basement remodeled, but I don't know how really to communicate that. How do you pull that out of your customer?
Mm-hmm. Communication, like you said, you know, I mean, that is the most important part. And having the right players in place, if we need an architect or a designer or something like that to help pull that out of the client, then that's what we bring in and help them with that.
All right. Well, Eric, Carol, and I will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Hi there, I'm Ty Pennington. I've been in construction for a long time, and I can promise you this. you can trust a Jackson EMC Right Choice home to be designed and built to the highest standards. The thorough inspection process has quality control built right in, which means savings and comfort for you. It's all part of Jackson EMC's promise. Energy efficient homes guaranteed. Ask your Jackson EMC representative for complete warranty terms and conditions.
All right. And we're back with Eric Kaler with Southland Development Services. So I'm thinking through, I imagine bathrooms and kitchens are probably your bread and butter and probably do a lot of those very, very well. But I imagine there's an occasional strange project, maybe, maybe additions are tricky and there's different nuances to that. Talk about the different kinds of projects that you do and what are some of the more unique challenges that you faced?
Sure. That actually made me think of one we're doing right now is actually down in Decatur.
Hmm.
And it's in the historic district. And so you get into a home like that and you're opening walls and it's like going back in history, mm-hmm. You never know what you're going to find. So we have those where no wall is straight, no floor is straight. something that some guy did long, long ago is obviously not up to code. So you got those challenges. And then we have on the newer side of homes where you walk in and it's just you know what you're going to get into more or less. Sometimes there might be a wire in the way or something like that. But the challenges of the older homes, historic ones, they have their challenges, but they're also fun too.
Yeah,
it's cool to go in there and see how they used to do it and that sort of stuff. So,
yeah.
That's very cool. So your process sounds like it's very customer focused. Tell us how that works.
Yeah, I mean, without the customer, I wouldn't have much.
Right.
So we try to focus on their needs and what they want. And one of the biggest challenges is each person has their own sticking points, right?
Mm-hmm.
And certain people, this bothers them, certain people that, and getting that out of them, sometimes people don't like to talk about it until they're in the middle of it. And so sometimes that's a challenge, but we try to be upfront with those and talk about them so we know that, hey, I want everybody out of here by 5 o'clock. You know,
right.
Sometimes that's the sticking point. I don't want anybody to be here on a Saturday. Okay. Some people don't want people in their house when they're not there. Other people right. want to go on vacation and come back in 3 weeks and it's all done. So, but we try to take all of that. And with each project, it's so different.
Mm-hmm.
But we try to take all those and take all their concerns to heart and try to make it as least stressful on them as possible.
Well, count me in the camp that wants to go away for a couple of weeks.
Yeah,
and
I tell you.
Because it's a brutal process to live in a home when it's being remodeled or there's a big project going on. But sometimes you just have to.
It is. And that's why, me using the same people every single time is really a selling point that I try to bring across to
sure.
them is that, look, I know these guys. I would trust them with my own kids in my house. So mm-hmm. please don't change your ways of living because we're in here, Go
right.
do what you need to go do. And it's just a trust thing, right?
Yep.
You got to trust
yep.
one another.
Yep.
So,
mm-hmm. yep, no doubt about it. That's how you remain customer focused, no doubt. We've been focusing a lot on all these awards that you've won and all the work that you're doing on remodeling, but you also build custom homes too, yeah? So talk about that a bit.
Yeah, we sure do. We try to do like 2 to 3 a year. They're usually larger, like 6,000 square feet plus, but it's a whole different dynamic and it's part of it that I like. I've tried to keep my feet in both areas simply so if one slows down, the other one's still going, can carry us through the time. So I don't want to get pigeonholed into one certain location. And it helps just bring variety to today. It's a lot of fun. Their teardowns usually is what we're doing. And to take something that's old and just build up something brand new and shiny is it's a very exciting thing.
Did you hear what he said? Oh, we only try to do about 3-6,000 square foot custom homes. That's all we do.
They're yeah. complete teardowns. Well, do you build in a specific area and do you remodel in a specific area? Or is it all 26 metro counties?
Well, I wish it was 26, although I just spend my whole time driving. So it doesn't really work out that way. We focus on sort of the pie of pizza pie, if you would, from downtown coming up. Really 75 to 85, that whole swath uh-huh. going mm-hmm. up through there. Most of the customs recently have been in Chastain Park, Sandy Springs, in that general mm-hmm. area.
Okay.
Well, that explains the teardowns.
Yeah, right. Exactly. I mean, it's the infills that are going to the teardowns. But the renovations are mostly in that area as well.
Well, I hate to to pinhole you, I mean, is there a sweet spot in the kind of project that you guys really good at?
I still like going and taking a, it's actually the one that won the exterior for the OB, just taking a house that just is just worn and needs some love, and taking it and turning it into that shiny penny, and the transformation process that happens. Or if it's a kitchen that's just dark and gloomy, you know, mm-hmm. one of those 70s, 80s kitchen
that
has one little center light in it, right? And knocking down a couple of walls and opening that place up and having those people, it just, when they walk in, they just can't believe the difference. And the pictures show it, right?
I've lived in those kinds of kitchens. Yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about.
I know. It's amazing how they used to do them with no can lights or any. It's just one little light sitting in the middle.
And
one little
window over the sink.
Yeah. One little window, right.
Yeah. So he likes to turn the befores into happily ever afters.
Mm-hmm. There you go. There's your new tagline.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. Well, Eric, sadly, we are about out of time. We've spent it all talking about all your awards, so we're now out of time. So before I let you go, should anyone want to contact you to learn about how you can turn theirs into happily ever afters, and they want to learn more about everything else going on at Southland, where do they go?
The best ways to get us is on the web at southlanddevelopmentservices.com, which is all spelled out, or on Facebook. We're also on there at the same southlanddevelopmentservices.com. Either one's got all the contact information that you need on there.
All right. Eric Kaler, the owner of Southland Development Services. Great to have you. Thanks again for stopping by.
Thanks so much for having me.
Our pleasure. All right. Well, that wraps this week's About Real Estate Edition. On behalf of my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schnick. That's all the time we have for today. Thank you for tuning in and listening, and we'll look forward to seeing you again right here next week. We'll see you then.
Today's episode was made possible by Denham Marketing, the publisher of Atlanta Real Estate Forum, Atlanta's favorite real estate blog, and source for real estate news, trends, new home communities, model homes, builders, and more. Denim Marketing is a comfortable fit, like your favorite pair of jeans. Denim Marketing tailors marketing strategies to meet your specific needs and niche. Try them on for size. They will work to create a perfect fit for your company's marketing program. Call them at 770-383-3360 or send an email to info@denimmarketing.com. For more information on Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio or to inquire about being a guest, contact info@atlantarealestateforum.com. Check out the radio show by visiting atlantarealestateforum.com or by listening to the show on your podcast or iTunes app. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show.